Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
Yeah, she does it with everybody.
Oh, I thought that was one of mine.
Nope. Here's just somebody blue.
We're good? Okay, we'll get started. We're here with the treasurer as we wrap up. I'm so excited that we're wrapping up our budget work sessions. And, Treasurer Tweet, how are you?
I'm here.
Good. Well, here is a good step. So we'll start with revenues on the revenue side, as we do every year.
So I had a week.
And so I'm on page 171. The explanation on 172. And my first question is for FY18. It looks to me like auto registration fees are running ahead of the $600,000 we have budgeted.
I'm sorry, say that again. Which line?
This is midway down the page on page 171. So this is auto registration fees. And we're at 325, 50% of the way through the year. I'm wondering if for this year we can go ahead and think that we might bring in 650. Brought in 626 last year, which was up from 588 the year before that, which was up from 577 the year before that. So it seems to be growing. Seems to be growing.
I know, and but you never know. Never know. Never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but we don't hold you to this. So if we put it in at 650 and it doesn't come in at 650, we're good. But that gives Lisa an idea as we figure out where we are ending fund balances are going to be. That extra 50 can make all the difference.
I remember this discussion last year. I thought of a different way to ask the question.
Okay, ask it your way.
Is it a what? She asked a question. Yes?
So, Brittany, when I looked at the $325,000, I was wondering if your biggest month already passed, or if it's rather steady in the number of titles.
December is typically the biggest month, and that's passed, and then after that, it slows way down.
Okay.
So right now is the slow. I mean, we hardly have mail right now, and webs. I mean, it's slow.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be slow till June. But, I mean, you comment because that's your side. But
so we upped it last year to 610, and we blew past 610.
We
right?
did.
So
we did.
We had the conversation. I want to say it was 575 when we sat down here at this point last year.
Yep, probably so.
And we bumped it to 610, and I remember you being really queasy if we were bumping it to
610. I was.
And we went to 626.
Because it depends on people wanting to upgrade and buy new. I mean, trade-ins. I mean, there's so many variables. And now the government shut down. So now I'm like, oh, you really want to raise that? Because they didn't come to any conclusions today. So there's X amount of people without jobs. They're not going to be buying cars. They don't have a paycheck.
Well, somewhere between 615 and 650 or 600, where would you be comfortable?
I mean, you still don't have any growth
yeah.
clearly year over.
We did put a growth in there to up to 615.
But not, you don't have any comfort for going over that?
Give me some substantiation on your part. Because
no,
I'm telling you the government shut down.
Back into this one. Does $325,338 represent the end of December? How recent is that number as we find ourselves in the 22nd of January?
At the end of December.
In fact, talking about this number is higher than
renewals. Right. So we got six more months. It's a guess. It's a guessing game, as it is every year with this number and a few more numbers to come. And our deposits haven't even been 50,000 in the last couple of days.
I share Renee's concern about the government shutdown. I'm making a list, okay?
They did?
Yeah.
As of after 12?
Short term.
Okay, it had to be after 12 because I was on CSNBC.
But they
Yeah, but if we're going to worry about that, we better also talk about what the economy is doing, because the economy is much better today than it was a year ago today that we were sitting here, and that impacts people buying cars.
Right.
And so this idea that we're going to do less than 626 this year, that we're going to be down from FY17, I have real trouble buying that it would be less than 626. I think it's going to be 650. And, Mark, I want you to make a note that I'm saying it's going to be 650, because I bet when we look at this number, actual next year, it's going to be greater than 650. But if we want to plug it in there at 625 or something like that.
I'd be happy with 620. I'll go with 625. Right. I'm comfortable with that number.
All right. 625 in 18.
I estimated it too in my mind.
The 625. So you could say the
625. Okay. Thank you.
And where are you in for 19? 625 again? Just carry that across. Okay. 625 for 19 as well.
Okay. So
625. Do we want to spend any time at all on the $1,500 that I think are sitting there in auto use fees, or is it not even worth our time? And the 8,000 in motor vehicle mailing fees.
That's my re-estimation.
You have what in what?
Yeah, 1,500 in auto use tax fees and 5,000 in motor vehicle mailing fees.
15,000.
I put an additional 1,500.
Get to 16,000.
All right.
And you put an additional 5 above the 60. Yeah. The 65. Renee, can you live at 16,000 and 65,000?
So you're changing the auto use tax to 16.
Yep.
And the motor vehicle to
65. Yep.
I'm going to leave that up to Lori to comment.
Lori, what do you think?
The mailing fees, the postage fees have gone up a penny, which I realize that's not a lot. But then also our plates, they've gone up from 271 to 304.
But you're turning it all out, that's what you bring in this motor vehicle.
Right, so I'm with you. I want to plug it in on the expense side, but we're talking about the revenue side right now. So the revenue comes in, and then we spend it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're increasing it. If you go back to the expense side, we're increasing what we're spending because it's up a penny, and it's up however many, you know, up to $3 now for the plate. So that makes perfect sense to me. But on the revenue side, I'm thinking you're going to bring in $16,000 in the fees, and you're going to bring in $65,000 in the mailing fees. Last year, you brought in $66,968, and you brought in $15,675. So it's not like we're asking you for we're asking for less on one than you brought in last year.
Yeah, just the use tax fees, which, again, is a gamble of, you know, do you want a new car? Do you want to finance that money?
So that'll go with the number up. It's hard to raise it to 625 and not think that the mailing fees are going to go up just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mailing fees are going up.
Okay. All right. So $16,000 and $65,000.
And if I don't meet those, what happens?
Nothing. No, I mean, absolutely nothing.
Can we look at it again next year?
It's a gamble.
Then you can sit there. If you don't meet them next year, you can sit there and say, see, I told you so, Sanders.
Okay.
All right. But take a look back. Sanders got a pretty good history here the last few years.
Well, I know, but, I mean, with everything going on with the government shutdown, interest rates are going up, I wouldn't want to finance a vehicle right now, but that's me.
Absolutely.
Do you want to trade your vehicle in?
I just did. You actually just got a check from me.
Yeah, if you talk to me and make that argument, he just bought the vehicle.
I did.
And Mercedes?
It's not a Mercedes. But it's a good-looking top. All right, so now I'm on expenses, and I'm down to office supplies, unless we want to talk about any of the employee costs up above.
What page are you on?
I'm on page 173. And the explanation for everything is on 176. So office supplies looks to me like you up that by $1,000, but I think it makes perfect sense. If I have a question there. Postage and mailing, $66,000. Again, we just went through. We're up a little there. Even though we didn't hit it last year, it doesn't look like we're going to hit it this year. it's reasonable to plug that in on the expense side, knowing that our costs are a little higher. Right? Anybody have a problem with the 66? We're on pace for 56 this year, right? Okay. So if the bottom falls out and we stop selling cars, then clearly this is going to go down.
Yeah.
But we got it plugged in there at 66. I'm fine with that. Marty, you good?
I think the fact that we have a clear walk back. The other thing is, I would put this down as a marker to sit there and say, see, this is my reticence this year.
Yeah, we were conservative.
Because I guess how I look at this, I get the 50. You know, I look at the 6 months, I look at the percentage of what you budgeted that you've expended. And when you're sitting there and the math says double what you take in and screw it over, then that becomes the argument why you say, well, can you raise that? Or is that on a trend line and then you go back to 3 years?
And again, it's another gamble.
It is a crapshoot, and I take that to heart.
So there is ramification if you go over bottom line on this side. There's
right.
not ramification if you don't hit the revenue side.
Right, but then
but
we can
give
an
you
amendment.
A little flexibility.
Right. If halfway through the year we know we're hitting it close, we can do an amendment.
Yeah, so
correct.
Sure. Communication services is communication services is $4,500. It's not $5,000. We've got a contract through.
Right.
So we know what it's going to be the same as it has been.
You're taking down 19.
Right, and I think, is that the one you raised, Lisa?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So that's communication services. It goes from 5,000 to 4,500.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
No, she can't hire education and her training budget.
You got any training left for the year? That's just motor vehicle side.
It's 75% spending.
Are you on page 176?
173 with the explanation on 176. But what you tell me what page you're on, and I'll tell you exactly where he's looking.
All I can say is that I got Lori back into UAT and the harmonization. So she's going to have more mileage and training. Other than that, on this side, that's all I can think of.
Okay.
What else you got?
That's all I have. Laura Smarty, questions?
That's
right. Are we still just on 173?
No, wherever you want to go. I'm 174.
Okay. I think the base fees, if you go down, it's about two-thirds of the way down on 174. And you've only spent 422 so far. It's gone up to your estimated 1,200, which is what you estimated last year. And it's just with the bank transaction fees. So I wasn't clear if there were friends involved with that or bank fees come later in the year. Double would be 844.
They come quarterly.
Quarterly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it runs about 190 and then 50 extra for the CD-ROM. Fees that we get.
50 per quarter extra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then that comes up about
12.
Okay, thanks.
Anything on 175? Oh, communication services for the management side, that should be a $4,100 deal instead of a $4,500 deal. Just because we know what that is. Yeah. That's what I think. Is we spent 2007 at this point in the year, and it's not going to go up for all of FY19.
Lisa, which one did you change?
I changed equipment rent maintenance. Other than because you submitted it without the in your narrative, you said it was the Marshall lease was $229.73 monthly. And so that wasn't included in my number to begin with. So if I take the 230, that's 2760 plus the 350 for the
Pitney Bowes?
For the info mag.
Yeah.
So that can be more than enough there.
Okay.
Anything else? Anything else you need, Renee, that you don't have reflected in here?
At the moment, I think we're good. I mean, we thought through. I mean, we're good with equipment. I don't know of anything else that we physically need.
Okay.
Thank you for the panic button.
Sure.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
We all do. Maybe we should, just FYI, we should probably set a day that we could all test them.
They will test them anyway.
Okay.
Facilities will. And what they do is they'll make sure and let Strauss know that it's a test.
Right.
Time,
right.
And test each button out because we don't want them dispatching.
No.
The test. So they facilities is
okay.
That and they'll,
are they going to plan a date?
They're the ones
that will.
They'll probably go around and push each button.
Physically test. I mean, we did that when they put them in. We all tested them. I mean, at least I did. I pushed mine and they called back. But that's something to think about. You know, just, you know, take a week and so many people push on that X.
We just want to make sure that facilities is the one doing it, just so we make sure. Yeah.
Right.
Dispatch wouldn't be very happy with
it. No, exactly. I don't want surprises.
They wonder what was going
but
on.
But I would like to know that each of them were.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know that yet. I mean, they're there. And
no, they've already tested them.
There's times I'm sitting there talking with somebody that comes in, I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
No, but they did, Renee, when they were installed, they went and tested every button. So they've been tested.
Okay.
So the facility knows that each button.
They know that, but, you know, just a couple of just FYI. Yeah. It'll be good to have a week that everybody can just push their button in. Yep, I pushed it, and it works. Just saying.
I think I'm fine. I just think that, you know, I look at the revenues, and I think you've had two rate increases, two quarter basis points.
Yep.
And you're still shooting for the same dollars?
We have. Because the bonds that I have in that part of it, you know, it's kind of stagnant, but the bank side is going up. You know, I got 1.3, 1.5, and I'm 2.0, so. Matter of the bank. And I love to call and wager, so. Try to get one I can.
I mean, when you're putting up $4 million back to the general like that, that's right.
Try.
Really well done. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And this is Lori's first time. She's great.
Oh, yeah,
well, not really.